Jesus Christ. Today was a fucking disaster. Of all the days for this to happen, for such a monumental fuck-up. God damn it. Oh, don't cringe when I swear. You've known me long enough. I swear when I'm upset. This elevator is taking forever. I know. I asked for the highest room. I need to get out of these shoes and just slip into a nice warm bath. Swear to God, a guy could just show up in his sneakers and they'd listen to him. But if I go under 4 inches of heels, it doesn't matter what I say, because it's unprofessional. Not that it would have mattered after today. Fuck me. We came this close to being laughed out of the room. Alright, yes, I know that mistakes happen. It's human. But today, of all days, I've had a career that most execs would sacrifice their trophy wife and kids for. Hell, I've had a career where most of them would sacrifice their wife and kids just for a meeting with me. Oh, finally. Alright, my room is this way. Yours is... oh, next to mine. Perfect. Of course, that doesn't say much. Anyway, I have had a career, alright? But the merger that was on the line today was bigger than anything I have ever seen. Everything hung in the balance. It was a make or break moment. And we've done a presentation like this a million times. And of course, this one time is the one that you... hold on. Alright, this is me. Come inside with me. I'm not done with you just yet. No, I don't want to hear it. I realize that to err is human, or however you want to make excuses. But we need to talk about this. Alright, have a seat. So, let's talk about this. It's the most important day of my career. Everything that I have worked towards for a decade, and everything we've worked towards for years. I get up on stage and the screen is just blank. No presentation, nothing. But before I even get a chance to react, it starts up. I figure it was just a small delay. So we get going and it all goes as smooth as it can. Except, that's not what happened, is it? I talked to the tech afterwards and he said that there was no delay. Apparently, it didn't start up because the flash drive that I had given him was empty. Yeah, empty. I've been preparing this for weeks and then I fuck up on saving the presentation. And then giving the tech guy running it an empty freaking flash drive. I would have looked like a complete and utter idiot if you hadn't stepped in with a backup. I swear that I saved that presentation this morning. So that means that right before we left for the conference center, you went in and got the newest copy and saved it. Just in case. And as I'm getting the handshakes and the congratulations and all the shoulder pats, all I can think of is how you just saved my ass. I mean, you save it every day in a million little ways, and I never even thank you for it. See? There it is. Now move over and let me sit next to you. And even now, you won't accept my thanks. Sure, it's your job, but you do so much more than anyone could expect. You're always there for me. Always helping, never judging, and here I am, not even giving you the light of day. Really? You think so? That helps a little. I know I get caught up in what I'm doing. I've been told that I could come off as kind of cold. This is exactly what I mean. You get me. And look, not to beat a dead horse, but it is hard being a woman at an executive level. Everything that I do is seen through a microscope. And 1 ounce of humanity, emotion, or doubt, and they just pile on. Meanwhile, mistresses, scandals, and flagrant abuse of the company funds all get swept under the rug for everyone else at the boardroom table. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to unload. I swear to God, if it wasn't for the adrenaline, I would have cried when they told me what happened. You always have my back. And today, of all days, you came through for me like no one else. What? Oh, I'm sure this isn't the first time that I've held your hands like this. It doesn't matter anyway. Thank you. I mean it. Once we get back, I'm gonna look at some kind of promotion or bonus. I'm still working out the details. But I need you to know, I realize what you did and what you do for me. No, I insist. No, look, I really just want you. Fine. I know about the job offer. You heard me. The job offer you got last week. It doesn't matter how I know. Okay, no. You know that I'm not spying on you. Please, just trust me. I wasn't looking for it. It just came to my attention. But that's not the point. The point is, why didn't you take it? That kind of offer doesn't happen more than once in a lifetime. Hell, we would have been competing against each other in just a matter of months. And finally, I would have had a rival that I could actually go toe-to-toe with. Oh, please, like you're not grinning. Seriously, though, why not take it? Most guys would kill for a chance not to be working under a woman any longer, and to have their own division at that? You can't be serious. How can you even say that with a straight face? That you're happy where you are? What could possibly keep you here? Against that much money? Against that kind of position? And with those kind of prospects? That's the sweetest thing anyone has ever said to me. What? No, you're getting closer. Either way, do you mean that I'm the reason that you stick around? Jesus. You're making it so hard not to. Fuck. I'm sorry. I can't do this, can I? I know we talk, but I mean, I'm still your boss. And I don't want you to think that I'll fire you if you don't want to do this. Or... Okay. So clearly you don't mind. Take off that jacket. And that tie. Yeah. Oh, God, I've been wanting to do this for so long. Come here. Oh, your lips. It's like you know exactly where to put them. To give me shivers. And your lips are ascending heat along my nerves. Hold on. Lay down here. Right there. On the couch. All the way back. And scooch down a bit so your head's on the pillow. Don't forget who's in charge. Just lay down and shut up for me. Oh, me? I'm just taking off my pants, so I can straddle you. Well, straddle your face. You don't mind, do you? Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, fuck, yes. You have no idea how many times I've thought of having your gorgeous mouth between my legs. Even through my panties, I can feel your lips. Like they were carved just for me. Do you like them? Oh, they're amazing. Oh, it's the one thing that I never let my PA get for me. Oh, picking these out, choosing the lingerie. Oh, that makes me feel like a damn goddess. Oh, barely there. Oh, but so very, very there. Oh, that's all for me. All mine. Oh, move them aside. Oh, that's it. Oh, your tongue on my skin. Oh, I should have expected it would be like this. Oh, so bold. Oh, and your hands on my ass. I'll allow it. Oh, your fingers, oh, digging into them. Oh, you must really love it. Oh, you, Amina, yes. Oh, it's so much better when you're down there. Oh, just like that. Eat me. Oh, devour me. Oh, like I've wanted you to do for so fucking long. Oh, like I want you to do all the damn time. Oh, can you feel my hand? Oh, wow. Oh, you're so hard already. Oh, and I can stroke you through your pants like that. Oh, as if I didn't already love the idea of you moaning. Oh, I can feel it in my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's... Oh, yes. Oh, moan while I jerk you off through your pants. So slowly. Oh, you're throbbing for me. Oh, you're such a good boy. Okay, I need to feel this cock. Just let me unzip it. Oh, carefully. Oh, yes, I can work with this. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at you. Oh, I should have known you'd have such a nice cock. Oh, just the right size. Oh, warm and hard and all for me. Oh, God, your tongue is... Oh, fuck. Oh, so diligent. Oh, throw on. Oh, this is exactly why I love to keep you around. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck my pussy with your tongue. Oh, I'm getting there. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, such an exemplary performance. Oh, but look at your cock. Oh, hasn't quite made the quota yet, has it? Okay. Enough corporate dirty talk. Scooch over a bit. I want to lie next to you. Oh, look. Oh, that was amazing. And I want more of you. I want all of you. But not just now. It's not something that I wanted to slip out when I was about to come, but I love you. No, not like a servant. It's not because of the things that you do for me, but because... Yes, you get it. We're always there, together, working on something. You really get me, and it just works. I feel like I can trust you with everything, and I'd drop everything for you too. God, working with you is like having a second brain. You're always there for me. You always support me. And you never judge me. And you know that that goes both ways. I love you too. And I need you. And I need to feel that cock inside me right fucking now. Oh, you're on top now? All right. I guess I'll allow it. It always feels bigger once you're down there. Fuck. Oh, just give it to me. Just push it in. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, my God, that feels so good. Oh, just keep fucking me. I'm still dripping wet. From when you were licking my clit. Fuck me harder. On deeper. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, my pussy feels so full. Oh, and so good. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm all yours. Oh, you and me. Oh, we're going to... Oh, fuck. We're gonna take over the world together. Oh, do you hear me? Oh, as long as I've got you, I don't care. Oh, we'll handle whatever happens. Oh, you and me. Oh, this time... Oh, we could have been doing this. Oh, so many nights where I imagined you inside of me. Oh, and pounding me. Oh, having you take every inch of me. Oh, taking you, all of you inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so mine. You hear me? You're mine. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, you feel so good. So deep inside of me. Oh, you feel me perfectly. Oh, how could I ever stop wanting this? Oh, wanting you. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, throbbing. Oh, inside me, you're so close. Oh, I want you to come hard inside of me. Right now, every drop. Oh, give it to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my pussy's wrapped so tight around that cock. I just want you close for me. Yes. Oh, please. Please come for me. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, yeah. go. But I wouldn't trade it for anything, though. Oh, my God. Yes, of course I meant it. I meant every word of it. I want you by my side. Every step of the way. I just feel like I'm on top of the world with you. No, not just here, at the same company, just with you as my partner, you know? And as long as I have you in my life, working towards our goals, together, we can conquer anything. Well, if you'd like to go back to your suite, that's all right. But I'd love it if you... Yeah. We can grab breakfast together. I don't think anyone from our company's on the same floor. So we should be fine. And we'll work all of that out. And I mean, before breakfast, we can work up our appetites in the shower.